handle the truth. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this fine Sunday. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart. Call in line is 1-800-313-9443, and I would like to talk about a couple things today. One being, I want to start off with my views on the situation with this illegal immigration, the invasion on our southern border, and my argument against the wall. And I'm being a little provocative in my opening here, because I know that there's a lot of wall supporters. So I want to actually have a debate about this situation and show you how both sides, Republican and Democrat, both sides, liberal and the faux conservatives, and I say faux conservatives because they're nothing more than mainly Trotskyites now in Washington, D.C. There's a couple conservatives left, but they're not very many. They're few and far between. For over 150 years, our borders remained open. Why was that? Why was that? Socialism. This is the one thing that Trump won't talk about, that Nancy Pelosi won't talk about. You know, we're following down the road of Israel. We're following down the road of the Soviet Union. Remember, East and West Berlin? Who built that wall, by the way? Oh, yeah, that was the Bolsheviks. And what was it used to do? Oh, yeah, keep its people in. Because anything that can keep you out can keep you in. But what drives migration is not really, it's being addressed. But the solution to it is not to maintain and continue socialism in the United States and build a wall. If you ended socialism, here's the argument that I have, folks. And if any of you want to argue this point with me, I'd love to have that debate. We have now need for a huge federal agency that the Democrats want to get rid of. That's ICE, right? And they wanted they want these people to have their opportunities. It always sounds good what they want, but what they really want is they want more voters for themselves. They want to pander to large, huge groups of people that can seek and bring them more and more power. So, you know, why President Trump just doesn't say, hey, you know what? We're going to abolish ICE, and we're not going to need to build a wall. And this is my olive branch to you and socialism now. Could you imagine? Could you actually physically imagine the people that used to come to America, the good folks that used to want to come to America to be Americans, weren't looking for handouts because there weren't any to be had. They had to come in and work hard and make their way, and they embraced the culture because it gave them that opportunity and freedom to do so. For 100 and some years, now we're talking about building Bolshevik walls and emulating Israel, which you all know my position on that. We're talking about doing all of these things. How amazing is that? That no Republican will stand up and say what needs to be said, end socialism today. And for those of you asking online there, yes, I am live. You know, for over 150 years, outlaws used to flee to old Mexico. When they got in trouble, they used to flee to Mexico, not the other way around. America used to entice people who wanted to embrace our culture. So what I have, one of my biggest arguments against this wall is that no one is saying what needs to be said. Nobody is telling you the truth. The real evil, the real problem is the threat of force and coercion and violence to rob you of your wealth, to redistribute it to other people. That's what's driving immigration. And unless any of these political prostitutes are willing to say what needs to be said, and could you imagine if they all came together when they had the House and they had the Senate and they had the presidency? I don't know how much more evidence that you need to know that we are an occupied government of parasites. You know, I was hopeful when Trump was running for president. I had hoped. I knew that he was a liberal from New York for the most part. He had liberal policies. And it was amazing to me how he solidified his conservative base. But a lot of his talking points, I don't want to be all gloom and doom. I had a lot of hope. I thank him for freeing the Hammonds. I thank him for throwing us our bones and giving us the things that, you know, some of the things that we asked for. But at the same time, he's pandering to these same Third Temple, you know, supremacist policies in Israel. He surrounded himself with neoconservatives. John Bolton, for Pete's sake. How can anybody? And one of the reasons that I'm glad that I moved to this spot, I really love Kelso. I have not a bad word to say about that man. I really do. He's a nice guy. I enjoy talking to him. But as a paleo conservative, as a actual conservative who wants to hold on to the values that, at least in the minds of the values that our republic was founded upon, how that can equate to you supporting massive redistribution, the largest redistribution of wealth scheme to a foreign nation in American history, while we're talking about Russian collusion in elections. I mean, come on. Come on. This is just, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Now, out of Haaretz, there was an article that said foreign country intends to intervene in Israeli elections, says the Shin Bet. Can you imagine the hypocrisy? A foreign country intends to intervene in Israeli elections? We have an anti-Semitism monitor, and we're boycotting the age-old American principle of boycotting something you disagree with. We have loyalty oaths being signed. We have states that are passing legislation saying that if you choose not to buy a product from a foreign state, this state is going to use the power of an individual that we don't have to boycott you. And we talk about problems on our southern border. The problem is the Hegelian dialectic. The Hegelian dialectic that purports in one side to be about one thing and the other side to be about the other, but really are two ends working for the same agenda. Why won't anybody tell us the truth in Washington, D.C.? Well, I think it should have been raised to the ground 100 years ago, but, you know, that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. I would love for anyone to have this conversation with me to argue for a wall. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not up for the old open borders thing. I'm not playing it. I'm not buying that malarkey either. There needs to be a reasonable immigration policy that weeds out. We're in the day and age of spying and technological sabotage, industrial espionage, all of these things. So there needs to be an immigration process, a policy. I'm not for, you know, just free and open borders to the point where there's no security whatsoever. But, you know, it really bothers me when you look at the history of walls in between nations that aren't actively at physical war. They have been used to control the people from within far more than the people from without. And CFR, if you guys want to go to resurrectorepublic.chattango.com, I had two computers go down yesterday simultaneously that are in for repair. I'm not going to be able to join you in the chat room, but CFR is in there for me. And he's also in touch with me on Skype. So if you have any questions, I'm sure that he can shoot them to me if you want to join us at the chat room. Or you could call in and comment, 1-800-313-9443. So anyway, folks, I moved to this new time slot. I might as well get this out of the way. I moved to this new time slot because the 5 days a week, that late at night when I wake up 4:30 every morning, it just was not feasibly, it wasn't working out for me. So John was gracious enough to give me a spot, at least for now, for, you know, on Sunday, which I really enjoy actually being here on Sunday, being here during the day where I'm actually awake and can give you a decent show. I felt like I was not doing RBN any service by being on so late and not being able to give you my full effort. So anyway, we have victims of illegal immigration storm Nancy Pelosi's office, and this again, one of the biggest problems with this immigration thing are all the criminals that that pour in. You know, the drugs isn't an argument to me because the CIA has been trafficking drugs into this country for so long now that, I mean, they've been busted so many times, and the Mossad traffics drugs all around the place. So we have Afghanistan poppy fields being protected when the Taliban wanted to destroy them, right? But no. The major superpowers of the world, if you look at the history of the black market of heroin, going back, you know, 150 years, you'll understand that it's far more profitable for those who control it for it to be illegal because it drives up the price. And at the same time, they have the power of the state. War on drugs, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you feel about drugs, and drug use is, you know, I'm not for it, but at the same time, you can't have for you to have freedom, it needs to be slightly dangerous. You need to be able to make your own decisions and make your own way. Now, for all of those people out there, millions of people out there that become addicted to opioids, for instance, I can give you a very good example of how this war on the people affects your ability to be able to naturally medicate yourselves. In Haddonfield, New Jersey, was a doctor that my uncle rented a third-story apartment from many, many years ago. And that doctor, who is elderly, used to grow cannabis plants, and he used to grow poppies in his garden because he was in pain. When asked why he grew his own poppy in his own garden, he said that he could control the use of the pain-relieving symptoms, and he could dose himself in a far more natural way by making a tea that was very mild, without the more harmful effect of the pharmaceutical company's very concentrated pills. And of course, we all know that the heroin coming into this country is just ridiculous. And a lot of the people that become heroin addicts are really pain patients who end up having government manipulation and messing with that. One of the things that happened to me when I was in the worst stages of my disease and pain was that the doctor one day when I showed up said, "Well, I can't write you any more medication." After I'd been on opiate pain medication for several years. You see, when you put the power of these things into the hands of the state pretty much screws the pooch every time. But why? They do what they do, sounding like they want to be about something, about, well, we're protecting the people. We're protecting you. Well, thank you for serving and protecting the crap out of me, but I would far more prefer to grow my own health products in my own garden and produce them in a way that I can take them mildly, medicate myself, educate myself. And not, you know, the prohibition factor drives the profit, makes these profit margins so that these gangsters are created. Look at, you know, look no more to the 20s and Meyer Lansky and Arnold Rothstein and Al Capone Murder Incorporated. Government is great for organized crime. Absolutely wonderful. That's exactly what they want you to do. It amazes me. Really does. So let's move on to the news now of the normalization of mental illness. Out of Britain in the Daily Mail, I was checking out early this morning, I saw this article that says, Britain's first transgender family where dad was born a woman and his little girl became life as a boy, father, which is really mother, reveals how far from encouraging his daughter was to change sex, it was the last thing he wanted for her. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, your children are impressionable, and you don't need to see the whole argument that they frame with this is that we didn't cajole our boy into becoming a girl. No, you live by bloody example. Way to go. Normalizing mental illness in little confused children who are prone to all sorts of behavior to emulate their parents. You didn't need to cajole them. That's a canard. So 5-year-old Jaden Rogers, wearing her favorite dress and sparky shoes, this is how bad media has become. Media driving social change agents, right? So wearing his favorite dress and sparkly shoes in front of his mother, Jody, was born a boy, and is still a boy, by the way. Have news for the Daily Mail. And Greg, the young bearded man who's really a woman, who has been Jaden's father for the past 3 years, was born a girl, and still is a girl, and always will be a girl. Sorry, Daily Mail. They're believed to be Britain's first two-generation transgender family. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the goal. These are the social change agents at work that allow 11-year-old child to parade up and down a runway. I'm sure you've all, you know, Desmond is amazing. And while CBS praises Desmond's courage, all the while Desmond's liberal Looney Tune parents. Now, you know, it would be interesting if Desmond's parents were conservative, right? But they're not. They're blazing liberals. Tell me that that wasn't fomented. So it's okay, all over YouTube, by the way, for this 11-year-old to be in a nightclub with a bunch of sexual deviants, men dressed in dresses, ogling and cussing and manhandling and stuffing dollar bills in this 11-year-old's outfit. That's to be praised. But to speak out against it is hate. How crazy has this world become? How insane. Resist, resist, resist. Ah, it's amazing. So this first two-generational, the couple are aware that a fierce debate is raging about the large number of young people choosing to change sex. Well, why weren't they doing this 30 years ago? Because it wasn't being pumped into their soft brains in schools and by these liberal maniacs that want to normalize mental illness to turn it into a marginalized community because they don't have enough marginalized people to accomplish their agenda. It's insane. So for although the article goes on to say Jaden's teachers and friends and most of the neighbors have accepted the child's gender transition, others have mounted a campaign of online abuse centered on the unfounded claim, the unfounded claim that the parents had somehow cajoled their child into becoming a girl. Well, I wonder if you didn't have a person that was a woman calling themselves your father, married to your mother, and being obviously political about it, as you, in your formative years, sitting around the table listening to all this stuff, realizing that you could get a whole lot of attention. That's what children want. They want attention. When you make something so enticing to a child who doesn't even understand what real masculinity or femininity is, you have now created a social change agent who has now pumped mental illness into a child, which is child abuse. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna read this.
Christmas tribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Radio Show, RTR Truth Media on YouTube, on BitChute, on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook much anymore. I just got really sick and tired of that whole shadow banning thing. 5,000 friends and, you know, a couple thousand followers and making a post and having two or three people watch it. It's just not my thing. So you can find me. I do use Twitter a lot. I monitor that every day, and it seems to be working a little bit better for me to communicate with people out there in the public. I am running a special promotion to raise some funding, and this is one of the problems that I had during the week is that I've been having, and I had very much blessed to have some really good supporters. We got a computer. Both computers of mine went down. So I have a box of copies of Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and the first 15 people that donate $50 or, you know what, I'll even say $30 or more, I will, as a thank you, I will send a copy of Eustace Mullins' brand new hard copy, copy of Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve as a thank you for your donation. You can do that by going to rtrtruthmedia.com and clicking on that PayPal button. Also, while you're there, you'll notice content from other content creators such as Adam Green of No More News, Brian Young of High Impact Flicks, and many others, True News. And there's a really, I work kind of about putting this information together of other content creators that were kind of coming together to promote each other and help each other out, which is something that I've been saying that, you know, that should be done for a long time. Zionist Report, by the way, he's on his third channel now, Zionist Report 3. So we're always putting out short reports or analysis on the YouTube and BitChute channel. So you can check that out when you're not around. So rtrtruthmedia.com. You send us a donation there, and we'll send you a copy of Eustace Mullen's Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Anyway, so back to these transgender, this normalization of transgenderism, this article from the Daily Mail. You know, mainstream media, I can't believe how far down this slippery slope we slid. So, apparently, these people had a nightmare, and it began with an anonymous complaint to social services from a resident who saw Jaden, this boy who's now dressing like a girl, Jaden playing outside the family's home in girls' clothing and accused a couple of child abuse. Astonishingly, although the council officials who investigated the claims found Rogers to be a happy, loving family, because well, it's just being happy. It's okay if you're mentally ill and you're happy, of course. It's not okay to promote a healthy, normal child to be something that is going to lead to all sorts of problems in the future when you have somebody that's unnaturally groomed to be something that they're not. You're talking about depression, high rates of suicide, all kinds of problems, creating a mental condition or illness and an abnormality that puts them out in the rest of the world, not struggling against people who are discriminating against them, but from within the struggle of the psyche that they will experience. See, that's a whole nother thing. Transgender people are experiencing a mass amount of hate. It's not, I don't hate people that are mentally ill. I feel sorry for them. I wouldn't castigate them or tease them or punish them. I feel sorry for them because it's not normal. So anyway, this happy couple, the couple say, was suggested that they move away from the area to solve the problem. Well, the problem is that they're committing an act of child abuse, really. I mean, this is not right in any way, shape, or form. So anyway, they angrily refused, but have since suffered a barrage of online insults from anonymous trolls, so says this article, who insist that because Greg had changed sex, he must have forced Jaden to do the same. Now, what he did was, and you know, this goes back to, this is a touchy subject. It goes back to a friend of mine's aunt who was schizophrenic, and she thought she was John Lennon. She thought she was Napoleon some days, and my friend's grandfather was a psychiatrist and a well awarded. I mean, he was at the top of his profession. He sat over boards of hospitals and brilliant man. And he said, the worst thing that you could do with somebody who's suffering from any kind of delusion is to reinforce that delusion by pretending that what they're doing is normal. He said, it's the worst thing that you can do. And not only that, but again, children around that situation, it's not good to reinforce that, that unrealistic departure from reality in front of children who are impressionable, because impressionable children will emulate their parents. So anyway, the normalization of insanity, folks. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, rtrtruthmedia.com.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Resurrect the Republic, RTR, Truth Media. Good to have you on this Sunday. Anybody that wants to call in, weigh in, 1-800-313-9443. Out of Haaretz, let me see if I can get to this. This was an interesting article here. Why this libertarian Palestinian-American congressman voted against a federal anti-Semitism monitor. Wow. Well, that's a whole lot of identity there. Justin Amash. Now, listen, keep in mind, this is Haaretz. Justin Amash's unexplained vote against the anti-Semitism monitor is not the only occasion he has declined to discuss third rail of votes. Third rail. I love that. I love how they put that. Third rail votes. So anyway, Chris Smith of the New Jersey Republican, who's trying to push through a bill that would enhance the role of the anti-Semitism monitor, by the way, the most un-American, anti-American, anti-constitutional, almost makes my brain melt down, monitors. We now have Bolshevik monitors. Oh boy, Yuri Bresmanov, was he ever right or what? Anyway. So this anti-Semitism monitor put out a news release minutes after it passed the U.S. House of Representatives and noted it was approved overwhelmingly. Well, legislators, the article goes on to say, love to describe support for their bills as overwhelming, but the word they love even more is unanimous. Only one vote kept Smith from tasting that victory, and it was by fellow Republican Justin Amash of Michigan. Why was Amash a traditionalist? Oh, finally, they'll identify him with the one that they wouldn't do in the title. Christian, libertarian, and Palestinian-American opposed to the bill, which would set a 90-day deadline for President Donald Trump to fill a position left empty since the start of his term. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency asked his office, as well as Amash, directly on Twitter, and he was not forthcoming. He didn't take the bait. Because that's what it was. They were just trying to get any quote on him that they could just smear him with. So the article goes on to say Amash is otherwise voluble on how and why he votes, and then they present a record. Well, in the United States of America, a conservative, a Christian, Palestinian of Palestinian descent, should have to explain to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency why having Bolshevik monitors in the United States is un-American and unconstitutional. Funded by government. Do we have anti-Catholic monitors? Do we have anti-Protestant monitors? Isn't that government taking a position on a religion? In the Talmudic Noahide United States Bolshevik America? How disgusting that there's only one man with any integrity who's a conservative to take a stand against it. And he's a Christian. Thank you, Justin. I may not agree with Justin on everything, but thank you, Justin. So they go on to smear him. They say Amash, elected in the Tea Party wave of 2010, soon made a name for himself as social media savant for painstakingly explaining every one of his votes on his Facebook page. There should be need no explanation as to why we don't need a Bolshevik monitor for a concocted term that silences debate or dissent. Okay, so we'll go to the call lines. Jeff in Georgia. Jeff, you're on.
Hey, Tom, I'm a first-time caller.
Good to have
you. I love it when you start talking about Bolshevism, because that's the problem. But, yep. We all agree on many, many things. I'm for Trump building a wall.
A lot of people are. And that's a good debate to have.
The reason I am is I'm 58. And I've served my country in the military.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoodwinked into the wars that I supported.
Yep.
Okay, because I was a Christian Zionist, and I'm ashamed that they led me down that path towards hell.
I'm not ashamed. Matter of fact, let me just stop you for one second. The fact that you came to a realization And you take a public stand about it, you should be commended for that. Don't be ashamed because look at your awakening rather than what you were duped into doing. We were all duped at one point, brother. We all were. Just saying.
Yeah. But they may have, our country may go down because of it. And, Tom.
Well.
I've called other RBN hosts. They don't like my language when I say we have to have a revolution, Tom. It can be nonviolent. My heroes are Kennedy King, Bobby Kennedy. I love them guys because they pursued peace.
Well, okay, I have mixed emotions when it came to King because of certain aspects of his actual real personality. But Kennedy, I can agree with you on. And he said, his quote was, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution necessary." Yeah. So at some point, and it goes to what your point is at some point we have to realize that the peaceful resistance hasn't worked out real well since the 60s. And the only time that I saw, and I'm not talking about overt offensive violence, but look at the Bundy Ranch just as an example. When people armed themselves, drew a line in the sand, stood their ground and said no, persecution still came, but in the end, it was thrown out of court because the government had to lie, had to manipulate, had to destroy evidence, and they were caught at it. Because when you really stand against them in a situation like that, the truth comes out in the end. The problem is that they use the weight of the federal government to just pummel the people. People need to start coming together like they did at the Bundy Ranch and saying no more. That's my opinion.
But Tom, I think, and with all due respect, you misunderstood me just like Maybe. They do. When I talk of revolution, it is absolutely nonviolent. Here's the revolution. Mm-hmm. It is the cancellation of the federal debt. Once you understand that banks, super banks, which run this country like a cartel, like an oligarchy, they loan the government money through fractional banking. Mm-hmm. And they did this in Europe. They overthrew Western civilization doing it. Mm-hmm. And we are not even free today in many aspects because of what they've done. We have to overthrow banking, and we have to transfer as much wealth. You know, you were talking about social. I'm not for socialism.
But how do we
do that? Transferring trillions from the 1% back to the 99%.
I understand that, but how do we do that? Show me one time that has been accomplished in the history of mankind by peace. I'm willing to have that dialogue, but show me where that has peacefully been allowed to occur. Give me a nation's currency, and I care not who write its laws.
Okay.
Just saying. I'm frustrated with that part. Not with you.
You can leverage your voice. If you have to get behind it, you have to call for the overthrow of the banking cartel. You have
By
to call
whom?
For that. And
who's gonna? Here's the question that nobody answers.
When enough people call for it, that somebody will rise up, and in the halls of Congress, they will say it was fraudulent. Look, it can't happen tomorrow. If we started calling for it now, It might get on the radar for the presidential race next year.
I get you. But that's like asking the prostitute to overthrow the pimp. Okay? It's just, we have a Congress that is, look at the Republicans in Congress. Look at the Republicans in Congress. They are literally voting in monitors and the redistribution of American wealth to the state of Israel. Do you think, in your right mind, the government is the answer when government is the problem? We can't. There's. This is what frustrates me. I appreciate where your heart is, and I don't disagree with where your heart is. But we're looking for solutions from political prostitutes in Washington, D.C. We talk about draining the swamp, but the truth is the swamp is the federal government. That's the problem. We have to give it back. You state to state, county to county, you need to take it back.
Once you have that that revolution has to start at the top. They hijacked us at the top. The banking cartel hijacked governments at the top. They didn't do it from the bottom. I mean, shoot, they hijacked Woodrow Wilson 100 years ago. They got him elected.
But they control it now. You don't get
they
into
control
a position
it now and overthrow it.
Yeah, but you don't
canceling the debt.
Okay. Well, I don't think the government is the answer. I think the government is the problem, and I think that we've been duped into thinking that we're going to vote in somebody in Washington, D.C., some savior that's going to change all of that. They have systematically taken over every aspect of the American government since 1868. It has been a deliberate 160-some year process by absolutely, completely, totally subverting the federal government. That is the problem.
Yeah. But there were many, many other benefits once you canceled the debt, and that's revolutionary. There would be so many other benefits. We could talk about them for a week. And I want to say one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Mexican people.
So do I.
I love the Mexican people. The Mexican people are always going to be here. We share a culture, okay?
Sure.
And but we're a sovereign country. The fact that a Mexican who has indigenous heritage, you know, says he can't get into a land that the United States, that at one day his forefathers lived in. And then you could go to San Diego and you have people from Somalia or Arab countries or even Europe that had no historical ties to that. You know, we have a problem with that. We need to address that. But
yeah, the problem is called socialism, because here's the thing. And this is the thing. This is my argument against both sides. I kind of feel like the odd man out. I see the one side arguing for a wall, and I see the other side arguing for open borders, but both sides reinforcing socialism in America. We would not need a wall, we would not need ICE, and we could have the states, we could return the immigration policy back to Texas, back to Arizona, back to the states where they belong, if we did not have socialism. It used to be, 100 years ago, people used to want to come to America not to change the culture, but to be a part of it. This is why we have so many Mexican and Irish and Italian Americans who wave the, for lack of a better term, wave the American flag and wanted to be a part of the American dream. Now, with socialism, they realize that they can come here, pander to the Democrat Party, and essentially they're just let in and given all of these benefits and homes and healthcare and all of this other stuff. They're not coming to be a part of the culture. They're coming to eat at the trough. The problem is not a wall. It's not ICE. The problem is socialism. And unless any, you talk about creating a real movement to take back DC, but how many of these people in D.C. are telling people what the real problem is? End socialism now, and you wouldn't need. You know how much money I could save? If I were the president, first of all, I'd pass an executive order ending all executive orders as soon as I got rid of socialism in America. That would be done. No more entitlement programs, period. End of problem. Yeah.
We're not going to end socialism. You have to contain. So you're not going to end socialism. Okay,
well, then nothing is going to
happen.
Then we're dead. If you don't socialism, I got to move on to the next caller. Mike in Colorado, you're on. I'm not going to argue for not ending socialism. That just hurts my brain. Mike in Colorado.
Hey, Tom, I'm so glad to hear you on Sunday. I miss your show a lot.
Oh, good to be here. I feel I work. I'm a daytime kind of guy and a weekend kind of guy. I have energy on the weekend. I just didn't have at night.
Part of why I wanted to call was, unfortunately, like your last caller, people get one issue in their mind and mm-hmm. they can't see the whole story.
That's what frustrates me.
Yeah, yep. So when your engine's broken, you don't go change the battery hoping it's going to fix the engine.
Right.
You got to scrap the whole thing and start fresh.
And none of these politicians are calling it. And with the attitude, with the last comment that was made, and I understand where the man's heart is, and I don't disagree with where his heart is. But when you say to me, when your fallback line is, well, you can't end socialism, brother, socialism is the pathway to totalitarianism, is the pathway to enslavement, period. If your argument is you can't end socialism, then no other repair, solution, or idea that you have, it doesn't compute to me.
No, it doesn't compute, and you very well know that we have not been a republic for so long. I think we need to quit calling it that and say the former republic.
Well, the republic, here's the thing, and this is where it gets a little complicated for a lot of people to understand. The republic still exists. but it has been overlaid with, replaced with, for the majority of the trough eaters, with the democracy, with the corporation, right? That de jure republic still exists. There is still a way to use it. And the reason I say that is that they, the people in positions of power and prestige, needed to leave themselves keys to a castle of freedom. So that goes down a rabbit hole that we could spend hours talking about research information and how our founding fathers were very well educated men. And the only way that they achieved their level of freedom was with their brains. Now, the American public has been dumbed down to the point that they don't know who they are. That's part of the problem. We'll be right back. Hang on to the Mike. We'll be right back. We have to go into a commercial break. Folks, we'll be right back. RTR Truth Media, resurrect the republic.
Races will come to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you and me. Welcome to the face.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic, RTR, Truth Media, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, you're still on, and I have one more caller to get to before we finish this out. So let's get your rest of your thought out. I'm sorry I interrupted you so much.
No, you're fine. My last little thought is we're in a cold civil war now pretty much in this country and in the West. And
absolutely,
that does have a tendency to bring out issues that people can actually learn to understand. So you're right. We're dumbed down. We're trying like heck. But I hope to hear you next Sunday. Keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you very much. It's nice to have you. Davey in Texas. Davey, you're on.
Yes, sir. Are you familiar with Zephaniah 3:9?
To refresh my memory, go ahead.
Well, it says he'll return a pure language to the people.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. You know, you asked a while ago, was there an example in history? I have a question. Do you think Elijah was a member of the Synagogue of Satan, Talmudic Terrorist Club, proselytes to Talmudic Judaism from the land of Gog and Magog?
Well, you know...
Well, I'm just saying, man, that eulogy that Jefferson's eulogy of Washington when he said a great man has passed from Israel this day.
Yeah.
There was no Jewish state in Palestine at that time. And the story about the children of Israel is not about proselytes to Talmudic Judaism from the land of Gog and Magog.
Talmudic Judaism in and of itself bears very, and you can go to the Jewish, and I urge anybody, go to the Jewish encyclopedia itself. It will tell you that this manifestation of Judaism that you see today bears very little resemblance to the faith of the Israelites. Very little.
Exactly, but the point is who the children of Israel actually are. You know, and in Isaiah chapter 13, it says in Isaiah 13:14 that every man will return to his own country. That doesn't say a multicultural mosh pit society. It says a country.
Yeah.
And the fact is that story is not written about a bunch of Jew-worshipping, multicultural mosh pit idiots in a cult compound for Jew-worshipping idiots.
Well, that's you certainly make a valid point there. I do believe
real briefly here at the end, since you got very little time left. And that is in Matthew 13:39-43. Jesus says, round them up and stick them in the oven. I want to know what.
Okay. With sticking them in ovens and stuff like that,
fiery furnace. He said fiery furnace in the King James. I'm just saying, as long as people worship and serve,
But the fiery furnace are the pits of Hades, not ovens created by a corporation or a state. Well, I'm not getting into that. The fiery furnace thing is a euphemism for hell, for the hellfire. And of course, when these people pursue this evil agenda, if you're a Christian as I am, then you understand that this is just a temporary existence here on this planet. Yeah. It's just a temporary existence. What we do here defines who we are in the next life. And that's kind of my position on it. When it comes to imposing force and violence against other people in self-defense only is the only way that I stand. That's just my own opinion about it. So anyway, folks, that will be the wrap-up of Resurrect the Republic, rtrtruthmedia.com today. Thank you very much. Go to rtrtruthmedia.com, smash that PayPal for a donation to $30 or more. We will send you Eustace Mullins' copy of Secrets of the Federal Reserve, brand new hardcover. Thank you for joining us today. I'll see you next week.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.